This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today is Wednesday, October 7th, 2020, and I'm bringing you an important story, one that I hope you will check out if you've never heard of this. It's related to the what has become known as Mexico 43, hashtag Mexico 43. If you don't know what that means, I'm going to share you guys with that in just a moment, and we'll talk about the anniversary of missing students here in Mexico. I'll share with you guys some footage that I took recently. And I just want to say that this is a part of my effort that although I'm from the United States, I'm from Houston, I'm living in Mexico now, as many of you know. And I'm going to be making an effort to continue my journalism and doing journalistic efforts in Mexico, covering stories in Mexico where I can, covering important topics wherever I'm at. So I just want to make that clear. And also, of course, I hope to start doing bilingual reports, doing reports both in Spanish and in English, so that those who follow my work and maybe those who aren't aware of my work can hear me whether they speak English or Spanish. So before we get any further, I want to remind you guys to bookmark theconsciousresistance.com. This is my website, the home for all of my content, where you can find my books, you can find my articles, you can watch my documentaries for free. You can also find my podcast, The Conscious Resistance Live, as well as a number of other podcasts that are under our network. You can follow us on float.app. You can follow us on minds.com, hive.blog. You can join our text list so that when I do a live video, you get a text directly to your phone that keeps you updated. You can also join us on Library and BitChute if you want to get my videos and don't want to support YouTube or Google, which I highly recommend. And if you'd like to support my work on a monthly basis, you can do so on patreon.com. And finally, we have our Telegram channel. So theconsciousresistance.com. And the reason I do that every time, sometimes I see comments that say, oh my God, this guy's talking about his work and where I can find him and follow him on social media for the first minute and a half of the video. Oh my God. And look, the reason I make that effort every video is because more than likely my work won't be here very soon. I have so many important stories that I'm working on right now, guys. I just wanted to do this one. I have another important story coming up next week about Mexico and vaccines. I've got the new Dark Winter video that's being produced. In the background of all this, I'm writing and producing my 13-part documentary, The Pyramid of Power. But with everything going on in the United States and in Mexico, I figured, you know, I got to make time for this. So one of these stories relates to Mexico, and I think it's something that I want to share. So let's talk about that. As I said, it's known as the hashtag Mexico 43. And basically what happened 6 years ago in 2014, 43 students that were training to be teachers, they went missing. And it was widely suspected that the local cops were and the dirty cops were involved in some way, and perhaps the cartel was involved. There was talk of mass graves being found, and you know whether or not it was the students or not, you know, it's still kind of up for debate. But the point is that sparked a movement all around Mexico. And a couple of years ago, when AMLO, President López Obrador, who is the Mexican president right now, otherwise known as AMLO, he created a super commission to investigate the missing 43 of Ayotzinapa, which was the town where they're from. So you can kind of see the picture here. He came into office saying, like, look, we're going to do a special investigation. A lot of people didn't buy it. Some people still don't buy it. But the point is that was where things are. And as I said, this started 6 years ago when they first went missing. And I was still in Houston at the time. I'm going to show you guys this video. This is a Mexico 43 solidarity protest in Houston on December 2014, December 3rd to be specific. And this is where activists, Mexican activists and just supporters in Houston got together in downtown and held a rally. So I'm gonna share that video with you guys real quick so you can hear what they have to say. And then we'll update you guys on what's going on now. So again, this was a 2014 in Houston, Texas. Check this out.
Individuals to terrorize the Mexican people. We must not let your taxpayer money go one more day to fund the Mexican military, which is terrorizing the people just next door. We demand that the United States stop funding the Mexican military. We are here in honor of Alejandro Mora Venancio, one of 43 college students, the age of your neighbors, the age of your son, the age of people you love. There will be more. We will not stand for it. We demand that the United States stop funding the Mexican military. We demand that the United States stop spending money to train assassins of Mexican people. We demand that the United States know that it too is guilty for hundreds of thousands of murders. That stops now. Estados Unidos! Estamos aquí presentes porque los Estados Unidos es.
Okay, so again, that was the Mexico 43 solidarity protest in Houston, Texas in 2014. I'll share that link if you guys want to watch that full video. That was just me going down there and documenting what's happening because it was happening in Houston. I thought it was relevant and important. And also, it's pretty messed up that these kids, they weren't like children, but they were students, went missing and that there still are no answers, as we're about to show. So as I said, when the current president, AMLO, came into office, he promised, you know, he was creating this commission, super commission to investigate the missing 43. And this was his first presidential decree to conduct a new investigation into the 43 students who disappeared in Guerrero more than now 6 years ago. Just 2 days after he was sworn into office, he told the parents that at the National Palace that there will be no barriers, no obstacles to arriving at the truth. So that was 2018. Then we just had this announcement a couple of days ago or about a week ago on the sixth anniversary. AMLO announced zero impunity for military involved in Ayotzinapa case. From March to date, 34 new people have been related to the disappearance have been arrested. So again, there are people who don't trust this president, and I wouldn't trust any president. And they think that maybe they arrested some low-level people, but they're not actually going to arrest, you know, government officials or people who may have been involved. AMLO said, I offer my apology and offer an apology on behalf of the state because we are facing a great injustice committed by the Mexican state. So that's one admission that the Mexican government was involved in this. It is a matter of the state, and that is why now the government has to repair the damage and has to clarify what happened and has to deliver good accounts. There has to be justice, and that is our commitment. So the Undersecretary of Human Rights in Mexico reported from March to date that 34 people have been arrested related to this student's disappearance, including criminal groups, police officers, agents of the public ministry, and even military officials were arrested. They said that the Ministry of Public Defense said that the 27th and 35th battalions and its possible participation in the student's case, since that investigation began, a total of 80 arrests have been carried out. So again, some might argue that they're probably just going after low-level people, and anybody who is involved is not going to get arrested. But I would say it's a step, right? It's something. Now, I don't generally just trust presidents and like, oh, well, you know, what are their motivations? But also, I'm just going to admit, I'm new to Mexican politics. I can't claim to know the ins and outs just like I do in the United States. But generally, I don't trust politicians. However, if people are getting arrested and held accountable for this missing students, which their families are still looking for them and still hoping for the best, then I think that's a good thing. And I will say that we still don't know the answer of why the students went missing exactly. I've read all kinds of reports and accounts, and they've said that because the students were on their way to a protest in Mexico City, they, in the words of the reports I've seen, commandeered a bus and started taking it to Mexico City. There's been some reports that they accidentally got on a bus that had heroin that was being trafficked by the cartel. And so, you know, they were killed because they saw something they weren't supposed to, or that they had issues with the local cops because they were headed to a protest and that the cops were involved. I mean, there's just, we don't know the whole truth here, but the point is that this happened, guys, 6 years ago. This is not a regular occurrence, I would say, in Mexico. I know some of you guys are like, and why the hell are you in Mexico? But this kind of thing has happened and does happen, and it did happen 6 years ago. And to keep the memory of those people alive and to keep their families knowing that justice is still, you know, in the process of being served, hopefully, then it's important to talk about this. It's important to keep this information alive. So the final thing I want to show you guys is a couple of videos that I actually recorded myself. And these were taken in downtown Morelia, where I'm living at now, which is in the state of Michoacán, which is just a state north of Guerrero, where this happened, where these 43 students went missing. 6 years ago. And we woke up, like I said, it was a week ago, was the sixth anniversary. So me and my partner were walking around the centro for Morelia and just checking out some shops. And we noticed that up and down the main avenue, there was all this graffiti and tagging. And it wasn't just random things. It was calling Mexican assassins, Mexican government assassins, calling out the cops, and, you know, using the hashtag Mexico43 to try to raise awareness about this. So whatever you think about graffiti is kind of irrelevant. The point is that there are people out there going out, and I don't know who it is. It must be some local activist or something, but people are making an effort to, you know, to have this memory still kept alive, I guess is a good way to put it, right? And let me see if I can show you guys this. I'm trying to open it. For some reason, it's not letting me show it to you guys. Well, if I can't show it to you, that sucks, because I wanted to show you this video, and that was sort of the purpose of doing this video. Let me try one more time. Nope, it's not working. All right, guys. Well, the point is that people here in Mexico are still raising awareness about this. They're still talking about this. They're still upset about this. They haven't forgotten about it. And thankfully, they haven't forgotten it, because, like I said, these people are missing. These people have gone missing for 6 years now. Their families are still looking to, you know, to get justice of some kind. And it might not happen. It might not happen. The corruption could be so great that we might not ever get to the truth of what happened to these students. At the very least, you could argue, hey, some arrests are being made. And yeah, that's a good thing. I'm glad people are being arrested. I hope it is people who are truly accountable and not just random people, you know, the sort of low hanging fruit. Perhaps I'll do another video where I can show you guys. I mean, it's not really that anything that interesting. It's just, you can see the boulevard and you can see hashtag 43 government assassins. You can see lots of tagging, again, people trying to raise awareness. And they did this on government buildings. They did this in some cases, they did it on churches, but pretty much, and even some private businesses. And there's been a lot of protests going on lately in Morelia. So I think that people are really trying to make sure that this story is not forgotten. And I felt like, you know what, it's been 6 years. I did a video about this back when it first happened. Why not go ahead and tell you guys about it? So this is, as I said, going to be a part of my new process. Since I'm in Mexico, I'm going to be examining what's going on in Mexico, Mexican news, and trying to keep you informed and aware of that. Because especially those of you who are in the United States still, my following, my audience in the United States, your southern neighbor, what happens in Mexico is relevant to the United States and vice versa. And maybe for some of you in Europe and elsewhere, it might not be so relevant, but I do want you just to be aware. These are the kind of things that are going on. And an injustice to any of us, anywhere, is absolutely a threat to all of us. I truly believe that. If our brothers and sisters in Ayotzinapa or in Berlin or in Australia or in the US or in India are under threat, and we sit by and allow them to be massacred and attacked and their liberties stripped away without doing anything, then I think that, you know, we're failing ourselves. At least for me, as an activist who cares about issues that are relevant to the United States and to the world, then I think I, and as a journalist, that I would be failing if I did not share this information. So please share this video, share the articles, just look up hashtag Mexico43, Ayotzinapa, if you've never heard of it, and please keep spreading the word. Finally, please do bookmark theconsciousresistance.com, because my work is under great threat. As I mentioned, we're only weeks away from the election. Lots of channels are still being censored and shadow banned and outright deleted. And I do believe in the weeks as we approach the election and afterwards, especially as it relates to vaccines, there's going to be more and more censorship. So please do bookmark theconsciousresistance.com and check about once a week so you can get all of my content. And that's where we're going to leave it that for today, guys. I appreciate all of your support and everything that you do to get my work out there, to generally do what you can to create a better world. Thank you guys for listening. And remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Run.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries, Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking
hell! Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important